One more time. Okay, so Indra now has to go into hiding because the demons have become very, very powerful. And so Mother Aditi, she is the mother of the demigods. She approaches her husband Kashyapa and she says, I cannot be happy because my sons have been kicked out of their post and positions. And as their mother, I cannot tolerate this. So please instruct me, how can my sons be reinstated? So Kashyapa, he is able to do a sacrifice, and Aditi is visited by Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan appears to Aditi and says, I agree to take birth as your son. This is the second time Aditi has been the mother of God. And when the Lord appeared, he appeared as Vamanadeva. Everybody say. Now when Bali Maharaj conquered the heavenly planets, the Brahmanas told him that if you're going to sit on Indra's throne, you have to perform 100 horse sacrifices, because that's what Indra has done. He's become famous for that. So you also have to do 100 horse sacrifices. So Bali Maharaj's guru is Shukracharya, and Bali Maharaj is doing the sacrifices. So Vamana appears at the sacrificial arena, and he's in a particular form, a dwarf Brahmana. And Bali Maharaj, even though he's the king of the demons, in his heart, he is actually a devotee, because he's the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So he's acting as the king of the demons. And when Bali Maharaj sees Vamana, he's very happy. And he says to Vamana, the brahmachari, oh, I'm glad you have come. Because at this part of the sacrifice, I can give charity. So my dear Brahmin boy, you may ask for me whatever you want. I, the ruler of the universe, I can give you a wife, I can give you anything. And Vamanadeva says, I just want 3 steps of land. And Bali says, 3 steps? I can give you your own planet. But Vamanadeva says something very significant. Vamana, and this is good instruction. Vamana says, if I'm not happy with 3 steps of land, I would not be happy even if I had the whole universe. Now Shukracharya, he knows what's going on. Because Shukracharya's guru, guru means he knows everything. Shukracharya is telling his disciple, do not give charity. Even though you made a promise, don't do this because you don't know. You're a rascal. This Brahmin boy is not a Brahmin boy. He's Vishnu and he's going to take everything away from us. But Bali Maharaj, he says to his guru, I cannot accept your instruction. Nobody in my dynasty ever went back on their word, because a Kshatriya is known by his word. Dasarath, right? That was Kaikeyi's argument. You gave your word. You gave your promise. And now you want to take it back? You will lose your fame as a Kshatriya. So, Bali Maharaj said, no, 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 no. I don't care what happens to me, but I must keep my word. But Shukracharya says, no, do not do this. You're going to lose everything. But Bali was determined. So, Bali said, yes, take your three steps. And then Vamanadev assumed a universal form. And with one step, he covered everything below the earth. And with his second step, everything above the earth. And he even cracked a hole in the covering of the universe. And transcendental water from the causal ocean, it sprinkled on Vamanadeva's foot. And that water became known as Ganges. There are three sources of the Ganges, so this is one of them. When the water that was used, when Vamanadeva cracked a hole in the universe and the water came and touched his feet. And Vamanadeva's feet, they have a reddish complexion, so the Ganges has a pinkish color. So Vamanadeva with two steps covered the whole universe. So Vamanadeva said to Bali, you have to be punished. I asked for three steps, but with two steps I have covered everything. You cannot keep your third promise, therefore you must be punished. But Bali said, wait, it is true, you have covered everything with two steps, but I still have my head. You can place your third step on my head. And that pleased Lord Vamana, because that means Bali Maharaj has fully surrendered. The last item of devotional service is called Atma Nivedanam. Everybody. It means complete, full surrender. So Vamanadeva captured Bali, tied him up with the ropes of Varuna, and sent him down to the low planet of Sutala. But although Bali was deprived of his kingdom, Vamanadeva cheated him. The mantra, Chalayasi Vikramane Balim Adbhuta Vamana Padanakanira Janita Janapavana Chalayasi. The Lord cheated. The Lord tricked him. There was no other way. When the Lord has no other way, he finds another way. So although Bali was sent to the low planet Sutala, Vamana agreed to become his doorkeeper. Who would like to have the Lord as their doorkeeper? Then you wouldn't have gotten broken into. And what happened was, yes? Good, so you were protected. Jai, you must have some kind of... Yes. So, Vamanadeva is the chokidar, right? You use that term, chokidar? I learned that when I went to Vrindavan in 1970. Every temple has a chokidar. What's a chokidar? But then you see the guy, he's got a pole or something. You learn many things when you go to India. So, once Ravana came to attack Bali, but when Ravana came, he was greeted by Vamana. And Vamana is the original soccer player, because he kicked Ravana back to where he came from. So Vamana is the original. See, that's the source of soccer. When Vamana kicked Ravana. Yes. So, Bali went down to the low planet. Vamanadeva came to Shukracharya. I need you, Nimaicharan. Get ready. Get ready with a loud voice. So, Vamanadeva asked Shukracharya, Gurudev, tell me now, what was the fault, the mistake of your disciple. What did Shukracharya say? Nice and loud. Yes, that's the exact shloka. Give him a hand. That is your shloka. That if you forget the Maha Mantra at the time of death, you just chant that shloka. So, the meaning of that shloka. Shukracharya now has seen everything. And he says, yes, when you do a sacrifice, when you do a religious ceremony, a vrata, there's bound to be mistakes. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, every endeavor is covered by some kind of fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Every endeavor. So Shukracharya said, there's bound to be mistakes in the chanting of the mantras, in the procedures, in the doing of the... You know how they do. The pujaris, right? They do. There's bound to be mistakes. But Shukracharya said, but when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. So therefore, we should all chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gora Premanande.